The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ivan in for Pat today and tomorrow. Now, yesterday on the show, we had a report from Sarah Madden about rural pubs and the way they're reinventing themselves, car parks for RVs to generate business, cinemas and so on. Well, today, the Dublin Publicans, the Licensed Vintners Association, hold their annual conference in town here. And Donal O'Keefe, Chief Executive of the LVA, and Claire Hyland, one of the speakers at the event, Head of Insights and Strategy at Thinkhouse, based here in Dublin, joins us now. And what we want to focus on, what are the consumer trends, particularly amongst younger people, millennials and Gen Z, that is changing the way of the pub? Would people rather have a gym membership? Two trends. I was at another conference recently, and one of the things that struck me was that 63% of all drinking is now done at home, and that 24% of people now choose sobriety as a life choice. So the country is going to hell, clearly. my type of living is over. Tell us, first of all, a little bit about Thinkhouse and your youth lab.
Yeah. So Thinkhouse, we're an independent creative agency. We've been around for over 20 years. And really, our mission is to help brands and businesses and organizations be culturally relevant. And we do that through the lens of understanding the outlooks and the behaviors of the next generation. So I oversee the Youth Lab, which is a team of young people who really think about, I guess, through their own lived experiences, but bringing those insights in terms of what it means to be
young. And what age do you define young people?
So 18 to 35-year-old, okay. Particularly obviously in the context of
okay.
the LVA.
So what are they doing differently in the context of their social habits?
Yes, I think it's worth remembering just, I guess, how they've grown up and their general outlook. So we have a cohort that are digital natives. So for publicans, that means that they're possibly experiencing through their phones, you know, what your actual offering might be like. So really consuming that beforehand and deciding whether they want to go or not. We also have a highly conscious and politicized young people. So again, you know, they're really actively considering, you know, are you the business that I'm going to give my money towards? And really savvy. So again, I guess through, I guess, that element of connecting with their phones, being able to see, you know, what's out there and what good is. So I think overall what you have is a sophisticated shopper and consumer who really needs a reason to go into a pub. They socialize in so many different ways. You said it there in terms of wellness. Wellness is a lifestyle. So yes, they could be up in the morning going for a run or training for a Hyrox event or going for a big hike in the countryside. But it doesn't mean that the pub doesn't play a role. The pub has a huge role in terms of social connection, but the pubs do have a job to do to make sure that the offering that they're bringing to young people is an elevated offering.
So do they like to get drunk?
Not so much, not relevant to, I think, older generations. So we know that in Ireland...
Like it is a form of escapism.
It is a form of escapism.
Like Dunphy always said, you know, at some point in the process, I know I'm going to feel better.
Well, I mean, look, it happens. But I think when you look at the bigger trend in terms of moderation, like last year we saw sales in pubs increase by 25%, production for No and Low rise by 77%.
So they're socialising, but... The two trends I saw were ready-to-made drinks. So in other words, you can actually buy your gin and tonic as opposed to, you know, mixing and more exotic forms of that. And the other is low and no alcohol.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's the publican has a job to do to create that repertoire so that there is that choice for young people because they will potentially want a no or a low option. And then in other occasions, they might want to trade up and they want a high quality cocktail or something that, again, is served to them in a way that is memorable.
What happened to the notion? You know, because like I'm going to be 66 next month. And, you know, you have to take your health a little bit more seriously. But in my 20s, I mean, you have your whole life ahead of you. Like, have they got older heads on younger shoulders? Is that what it's all about or what?
I think they place a big priority on the health, but in their broadest sense of their mental health, their emotional well-being, their physical health. You know, they want to look good, they want to feel good. And I think that's a really positive thing. But again, what it means in terms of socializing, it's just having the choices that if you do want to go out for, you know, a chat with your friends and have that social connection, but you don't want to drink, that's culturally an okay and acceptable thing to do. And I think we're seeing that really with young people that say it's okay to do that.
So, Donal, if there's a long term, you know, it's more than a trend here, it's a lifestyle option. What is the future then of pubs?
Well, the future of pubs is what it always has been. It's around creating a place where people can come together. It's not work, it's not home, where they can socialise together. So the pub today plays a very big role in the social lives of young people, but a different role than it did for my generation and a different role than it did for your generation. So we're seeing young people in pubs at a much higher level now post-COVID than we did in the few years running into COVID. And they're coming, I think, essentially around two occasions. One is an event, whether it's a work party, a post-match drink, post-concert drink. Some event has brought them out and the pub then fits into that night out. And the second, which is really important to us long term, is they're coming in small groups, particularly midweek, to catch up with each other. They're having a couple of drinks. It's not a heavy drinking occasion. It's not a big night out. It's not even particularly a late night out. But they're actually looking for things that maybe old men's pubs offered years ago, a quiet environment where they can be in their own company, have a couple of drinks and catch up.
Is there a trend? Did I see somewhere that 50% of all drink outside the home is consumed with food? Is that a trend?
Oh, it's a clear trend, yeah. So food...
So if you're a wet pub and you don't do food...
Well, then that business isn't available to you, you know.
Right.
So those customers, that occasion isn't there for you. But where the wet pub, where the drink-only bar fits in is that social drinking, the catch-up with friends or the post-match, post-concert, post-event.
So what about flavour? You know, Guinness has a particular taste, but people do seem to look for more Asian, spicy things. They're more inventive and creative in terms of flavour.
Yeah, well, certainly for a younger cohort, we're talking about a culturally curious cohort. So food and drink discovery is, again, a top priority. And through internet culture, they're being exposed to so many foods and drinks from all around the world. So I think their appetite for new, for novel, for niche is enormous. And we're certainly seeing that play out in terms of just new tastes. So wanting to try new things. You have that Asian fusion influence. But also, interestingly, I think a real appreciation for locally sourced Irish food. And young people today are really reimagining their Irish identity. You know, they're potentially going to pubs and having Irish circle conversations and eating, you know, local food.
Yeah. Donal, a lot of texts, I'll let you answer that, but a lot of texts are saying that actually, Ivan, they're doing drugs instead of alcohol. It's cheaper, it's that simple, it's not a lifestyle option, and lots more along that vein.
So I'll come to that in one second. I do want to make one observation on their taste. Their taste profile is certainly sweeter. So they're looking for sweeter drinks, and they're also looking for flavour drinks. So I would have found it very hard to believe 5 years ago we'd have flavour beers in our bar, but the big growth thing this summer is ginger beers. So sweeter is definitely a trend with younger consumers, and then they're looking for new flavours. On the drugs thing, it's absolutely the case. The drugs are available in every parish, in every village, in every city right across the country. It's absolutely the case that it's mitigating against alcohol consumption. And I would think as parents of young kids today, it's a far better option for parents to encourage their kids to have a few drinks in the local pub than the alternatives, which are obviously shockingly dangerous.
Right. Has that come up in your research? Because it tends to be in the black economy, the drugs.
Yeah, I mean, it is certainly happening, as Donal said. And I guess what only a positive could be, though, is that there's more conversation around it. And certainly that we'd like to see more safety measures put in place. I know with a lot of the festivals now that they really are concerned with actually providing spaces for young people either to get their drugs checked or to have a conversation. So while it may not be a positive thing, I think at least creating a culture of safety where we're trying to protect young people.
The other thing that seems to me a sort of seismic change is that in my generation, people go to the pub to meet people sort of almost dating. And the whole boy meets boy, boy meets girl, whatever, get a few drinks, they're more relaxed or whatever. Is that now we'll just go straight to the online thing and I'll meet you at your place or mine? Is it going to cut out all
the... No, it's interesting actually.
Small talk.
Because the online dating is actually started to see that trend reverse. And a lot of young people say, I'm sick of that because it is so transactional. And actually, the idea of going to a pub and having a spontaneous conversation and that real magic that comes with meeting a stranger and, you know, having a chat.
Like someone could be a work colleague, but you'd like to speak to them socially other than about work.
Yeah. And let's not forget here, you know, in the culture we're in right now, we're living through a loneliness pandemic, or not pandemic, Jesus, and a loneliness epidemic. So, you know, that sense of needing to connect and have real meaningful interaction with other human beings, I don't think it's ever been more important, particularly when we're on our phones the whole time.
The other thing I would point out, Donald, that, you know, all the demographics show that over the next 15 years, the number of people over 66, the crusties like myself, is going to go from 600,000 to 1.6 million, you know, I mean, there's plenty of old fellas left, like, and old ones.
Yeah. And thank God, yeah, pensioners are hugely important to us. They're regulars, they're loyal. So yeah.
Are you confident about the future?
Yeah, I think the future of the pub is urban, the future of the pub is food, the future of the pub is tourism, the future of the pub is events, the future of the pub is live music. All of those things will keep us in business in the long term.
Okay. And I can tell you, when I was at the Fla in Wexford, drinking has not gone out of fashion, I can tell you. All right. My sincere thanks to Donal O'Keefe, CEO of the Licensed Vintners Association representing publicans in Dublin, and Claire Hyland, Head of Insights and Strategy at Think House.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.